Welcome to today's ICANN radio segment, an initiative of the Clarence Access Network, facilitated by the Clarence City Council. Stay with us now to hear powerful people with disability sharing their lived experiences of making a difference in employment, sport, housing and more.
My name is Derek Hagstrom and I'm a job coach with At Work Australia. We're a disability employment services provider, supporting people living with disability, an injury or health condition, including mental health conditions, to find meaningful employment. I'm here today to share an inspiring success story of one of our DES clients, Clive, who recently found good work as a security officer. Thanks, Clive, so much for joining us today and sharing your inspiring story.
Derek, thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell my story.
Can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself? What are your hobbies? What do you do? What did you used to do for work?
Well, I'll start by telling you I'm 63 years of age. I spent most of my life as a motor technician. I spent 20 years working for a dealership up in Queensland. More recently, my wife and I had a small shop in Moona, which unfortunately we had to close down due to competition with the internet. And I spent the last 5 or 6 years unsuccessfully looking for further employment or new employment until such times as I was referred to At Work.
So what were some of the barriers that you had to employment? What were some of the things that were preventing you from getting other work?
Well, I think the first barrier that I had, the most important one, was my age. Being 63, it's pretty obvious from an employer's point of view, reading a resume, that I am of that age. I also had a number of medical conditions, none of which individually were debilitating, but cumulative, they prevented me from doing a lot of things I would have done once, thus restricting the sort of employment that I was capable of doing.
Can you go into a little bit of detail about how we helped you get past those barriers and how we managed to get you some work?
Most importantly, we had some discussions that covered what I'd done in the past, what my skills were and what I was able to do. And then we looked at the physical barriers that were preventing me from doing certain things, worked out basically where I'd be best suited. And that was when you suggested that I perhaps look at security work. That was based on your experience in the industry. And I thought, well, we'll give it a go, we'll give it a shot. And you sent me off and I spent 3 weeks in asset training and got my security license. And we just went from there.
There was a whole different Clive that came back from that course. It seemed like you had found something that you enjoyed and wanted to be involved with. And that was really good for me to see. So you've been successful. You've got a job. Tell us about the new job.
Well, I'll go back to the course. Doing the course, being involved with other people and a learning situation, a classroom environment, and it was a good place at asset training. I think that was a confidence boost. I didn't realise how much confidence I'd lost over the years being knocked back for interviews, for jobs. And then I also learned that I liked the idea of the security work. So we pursued it, and now I'm working for Kevlar Security Solutions, who are looking after me very well, and I'm working well. We're doing a lot of work.
Really good to see an outcome like yours, which is why I want to have you with us today, because I think you're one of our real success stories. I look back to the day where you came in with a big beard and long hair, and you told me that I'll shave and get a haircut if you get me an interview, so I'm probably not going to have to shave or get a haircut. And look at you, man. You got short hair and clean shaven, and you're looking really good, man. I got to tell you. What are you enjoying about your work at the moment?
Kevlar, they're brilliant to work for. I'm back in the workforce working with nice people, not only back at Kevlar, but also the other security guards. I'm doing meaningful work. It's regular. I'm getting up. It's sort of given me purpose, renewed my vigor, I suppose.
Well, one of the things we identified with you is that your social interaction skills are great, and you liked dealing with people, and you like talking to people, and you get that opportunity to do that every day now, which is a really good outcome, particularly for us where we like to make sure that we're focusing on not just getting someone a job. It's not about getting someone a job. It's about getting them the right job. It's about getting them the job that they're going to enjoy and the job that they're going to be successful in and the job that they're going to stay in for a while. We've gotten to that point with you. I think you've been at that job for more than 6 months now, haven't you?
Yeah, I started with them early February.
So I guess, you know, we're talking today about, you know, to people with disability who may be looking for work. Would Do you have any advice for anybody who's in a similar situation to what you were with, you know, who's a bit older and struggling to find something and may have, you know, medical conditions that limit what they can do? Have you got any advice for anybody like that?
There's a lot of people with far more greater disabilities than what I have. But I also think that there's place for them in the world, in the workforce. And you just have to talk to, with somebody like Derek to ascertain just what you're capable of, what you can do. And sometimes you need to step out of your comfort zone, I think, and try something new, give something else a go. I never thought I'd end up doing security work, but here I am doing it now, so it's all good.
So you've sort of talked about how you get up in the morning and you're quite keen to get going. How else has your life changed since you started working?
It's just completely different altogether. I've got a completely new career, different line of work altogether. I'm meeting a different set of people that I wouldn't be involved with before. And I'm just enjoying the difference and the new challenges. It's great at 63 to be having new challenges instead of it being Groundhog Day. Yeah. There's the humdrum. And doing what I do, it does present new challenges on a daily basis as well. Different situations, different people, dealing with all walks of life. Yeah, it's just completely different.
Well, Clive, I haven't seen you in ages because you've been too busy working. So it's really, really good to see you. And I really want to thank you for coming in today. It's been really good to have you here and have a bit of a chat about what it is that we do at work. Thank you so much, mate, for coming in. It's really been good. And if you are in the position that you have a disability and you're looking for meaningful and ongoing and enjoyable work, please get in touch with us at Work Australia. We'd love to hear from you, and we're happy to take your call and have a chat with you about what we can do to help with no strings attached. For more information on the ICANN program, please contact Julie Anderson on 03-6217 9597, or you can go to the Clarence City Council website on ccc.tas.gov.au. Hobart FM, supporting our community.